When Mussolini invited the leader, the Falange Española, the Spanish fascists, to the first fascist congress, he adamantly refused. The Falange, he insisted, was not fascist, it was Spanish. Fascism was one name given to one form of experimentation in the 1920s. These experiments are part of the great utopian aspirations of the worldwide movement Jane Addams spoke of at the Progressive Party convention. There was a religious awakening afoot in the West as progressives of all stripes saw man snatching the reins of history from God's hands. Science, or what they believed to be science, was the new scripture, and one could only perform science by experimenting. And just as important, only scientists know how to conduct a proper experiment. Who will be the prophets and pilots of the good society? Herbert Curley asked in 1925. He noted that for a generation, progressive liberals believed that a better future would derive from the beneficent activities of expert social engineers who would bring to the service of social ideals all the technical resources which research could discover and ingenuity could devise. 5 years earlier, Curley noted in the New Republic that the practitioners of the scientific method would need to join with the ideologists of Christ in order to plan and effect a redeeming transformation of society whereby men would look for deliverance from choice between unredeemed capitalism and revolutionary salvation. To better understand the spirit of this fascist moment, we need to examine how progressives looked to two other great experiments of the age, Italian fascism and Russian Bolshevism. Some of this was touched upon in Chapter 1, but it's worth repeating. Liberals often saw Mussolini's project and Lenin's as linked efforts. Lincoln Steffens referred to the Russian-Italian method as if the two things constituted a single enterprise. The New Republic in particular was at times decidedly optimistic about both experiments. Some seemed more excited about the Italian effort. Charles Beard, for example, wrote of Mussolini's efforts, "This is far from the frozen dictatorship of the Russian Tsardom. It is more like the American check and balance system, and it may work out in a new democratic direction. Beyond question, an amazing experiment is being made here, an experiment in reconciling individualism and socialism, politics and technology. It would be a mistake to allow feeling aroused by contemplating the harsh deeds and extravagant assertions that have accompanied the fascist process, as all other immense historical changes, to obscure the potentialities and the lessons of the adventure. No, not adventure, but destiny, riding without any saddle and bridle across the historic peninsula that bridges the world of antiquity and our modern world." Such enthusiasm paled in comparison to the way progressives greeted the experiment in the Soviet Union. Indeed, many of the remaining left-wing foot-draggers on the war became enthusiastic supporters when they learned of the Bolshevik Revolution.